Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Bob Finan covers the Cavs for the Chronicle-Telegram. Bob's going to join us, talk a little final two games and where this thing all might lead for the Cavaliers. Our buddy B.A., Brian Anderson, Tampa Bay Rays analyst, former Indians pitcher, Pride at Geneva, coming up at noon. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, doing all kinds of things today, including co-hosting with me in place of Baskin. Win a pair of tickets right now to see Sam Hunt, July 19th at Blossom Music Center. Enter the word START, S-T-A-R-T, START. Do that by the end of our show at 923thefan.com to get registered to win. Tickets on sale right now at LiveNation.com. It's all from Live Nation and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. START by the end of our show at 923thefan.com. So I'm watching the Masters yesterday afternoon. And guy who was right there front and center on my screen was Tiger Woods. And, you know, that's no surprise. Tiger's been up there forever, right? We're always looking at Tiger Woods. And then I look at my laptop, and I see a story that says Tom Brady says he's not opposed to a late-season NFL return. Okay?
Okay.
And then I went to the NBA page, and there's a picture of the guy who's now in 10th place in the Western Conference talking about the playoffs, LeBron James. Now, this is not, and man, would I love to hear your thoughts on this. This is not about LeBron. This is not about Tiger. This is not about Tom Brady. This is about us. It's not even about the media. This is about us as sports fans. Why is it that at the age of 47 and in retirement, Tom Brady is still one of the biggest storylines in the NFL? And why is it that Tiger Woods, now at the age of 48, who hasn't won a major in the last 5 years, only one in the last 15 years, is still one of the main storylines in golf? And LeBron James, at the age of 39, who has won one title in the last 7 years and is now in 10th place and in the play-in tournament, is still one of the main storylines in the NBA. Why is it? And I say it's because of folks who love sports. And I don't know if it's right and I don't know if it's wrong, but I find it fascinating that three guys whose play, and LeBron's still playing at a really high level, but his team's in 10th place. Dan, why are they the storylines still after all this time?
Familiarity.
I'm familiar with Giannis, too.
Well, but let's unpack this. One, all of us are getting older, right? To watch people who are getting older in front of us achieve great things at close to around the levels that they did when they were younger is amazing.
Now, you can remove Tiger from that. Tiger's not doing that.
Well, you can remove Tiger from that because Tiger, at least to me, Tiger kind of belongs in his own bucket. in that A, golf has a Tiger problem that they can't get over. B, what Tiger is doing right now is medically unbelievable, with the fact that he almost had that leg amputated, and here he is walking one of an incredibly hilly and long golf course.
Ben so Hogan did the same thing decades ago and was younger, but came back and played at a higher level.
Right. Did Ben Hogan, was it that ugly with Ben Hogan? I don't know if you have that answer. I might be putting you in the spot.
Car accident.
Okay. But, like,
sound familiar?
I would take Tiger and I would put him almost in his own bucket, because the reason being that, A, golf doesn't know how to market anybody else besides Tiger Woods. Like, they have a serious Tiger Woods problem in that they can't quit Tiger Woods and they don't know how to operate without Tiger Woods. So
even with Liv and everything else,
yeah.
Even with everything else that's going on, Tiger is still one of the biggest storylines in the game, and he's won one major in 15 years.
People paid attention to Riviera and watched the Riviera tournament, and I can't think of what the sponsor is for that, so forgive me, because Tiger Woods was going to play, and the ratings tanked when Tiger didn't play.
The Genesis?
It's the Genesis, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
And when he dropped out, golf has a Tiger Woods addiction, and they don't know how to get away from Tiger Woods. And the minute that they can start figuring out how to get away from Tiger Woods, the better golf probably might be from a marketing standpoint, from a media standpoint. They just know it's the low-hanging fruit at all times. So, like, I take Tiger in this conversation, and I kind of put him over in his own bucket then compared to where we are with Tom Brady and LeBron James. And I think that those two, and the reason we focus in so much on them, is because they are playing great in an older age. Tom Brady retired pretty close to being on top. I mean, his team made the playoffs. It was not a good team. He had to throw the ball 55 times a game to get them where they wanted to go.
And he was 40, what, 6 at the time?
Right, but they still made the playoffs on top of it. And so it's almost one of those, like, can we quit Tom Brady or can Tom Brady not quit us? Because it almost feels like every month, 2 months, he goes to some reporter and says something like, maybe I could still do this.
Well, this was on a podcast, the Deep Cut podcast, and Brady was asked by the host if a team would pick up the phone and call him. And he says, I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner of an NFL team. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'm always going to be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they would let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. It's going to be 47 in August. Mm-hmm. At some point, don't the skills diminish a little bit? Forget that, though. It's just, to me, it's the fascination with this guy. It's the fascination with LeBron, who's still playing at a very high level.
Yes.
Let's not take that away from him. And it's what Tiger could have been, maybe. One thing I think folks need to keep in mind on this, before anybody screams, well, it's the media's fault for putting him out there. Media is not going to continually put that stuff out there if it's not getting clicks, if it's not getting eyeballs, if it's not getting ears. And so I think it's the sporting public that's locked in on these guys. And I understand their greatness. I mean, I can't tell you a golfer who was better than Tiger Woods when Tiger was in his heyday. Can't tell you a basketball player, you can make the debate, who's better than LeBron James when LeBron was in his heyday, and better quarterback than Tom Brady. But these guys are 39, 46, and 48.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Jack Nicklaus won the Masters? I think it was in 86,
mm-hmm.
when he was wearing the god-awful yellow shirt, although I love the yellow shirt, but the plaid pants with it.
Yeah, it's a little loud.
Raises the putter, and you get Vern Lundquist. Yes, sir! That Jack was 46, if I'm not mistaken. And it was like he was coming back from the dead. Well, Tiger's being covered at the age of 48 like he's competing each and every week to win. And though I find myself rooting for that guy every tournament now, and I don't really pay attention to where he is. And when I watched the Masters, and I watched for hours yesterday, when I watched, I just thought, you're showing me Tiger, but he's not really doing much here. Why are we? Because people want to watch Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many Laker games I didn't watch this year, because I would turn on the television and it's fill in the blank against the Lakers. I don't want to watch the Lakers. I don't want to watch them. So I didn't watch most every time the Lakers were on. Just didn't watch. And, you know, if Tom Brady came back and played a 47, I'd watch. But, you know, that's a different story. But it's just fascinating to me that that's where we are as a sporting public right now. That these three guys who are clearly, and LeBron's a little different than the others, who are clearly at the end of the line, dominate their sports to this day. And one thing it is, Dan, it's a credit to them for what they did accomplish when they had it going at their absolute best. And don't rule LeBron out for a deep playoff run. But it's just, it's a weird thing to me. And I don't know that overall it's good for their sports.
And that's the part of this that is fascinating. Like, we would all, if Tom Brady came back, we would all tune in to watch Tom Brady.
Yeah, why? But is that good for the NFL?
Well, why would we tune in to watch?
To see if a 47-year-old guy can do it.
But the other one is because it's football, and it's once a week, and it's on Sundays, and we know when it's going to be played. And it's a lot easier to sit down and make a once-a-week commitment than tuning in every single week to watch the Lakers. Or every, you know, three times a week to watch the Lakers. You know, it's a little bit different with football. It's less of a time commitment, and therefore more eyeballs find their way to it.
Folks, do you find these guys compelling storylines still?
I mean,
I'm curious. 216-474-0092, because they're out there. You want to know about them, you're going to know because they're out there.
I have been locked in on Tiger. Like, I have watched,
why?
You know, 2019 fascinating. Because to see these guys, golf is a game where you are able to compete no matter how old you are. In the same way that we all loved it, you know, I'll go right your way. We all loved it when Tom Watson, at what was he, like fifth? No.
Tom was like 57.
Exactly.
When he almost won the British Open.
And that's why.
The most crushing sports moment in my life.
And that's
why. Seriously.
But in the same way that you got invested in this guy, and at the age of 57, he was able to walk out in a major and be able to compete. It's the difference between golf and all of these things, and this is the closest that golf's thought of, here are these guys who are older, who could still play the same exact game, it could still play the same exact course, it could still play the same exact way, and while they might not be able to drive it 350 yards, they could hit a precision second shot, or they could put a chip within 5 feet, or they can be able to drop a 30-foot putt.
Watson was 59 when he did that.
But it's the same exact idea. Golf fits almost into this separate bucket, because that's why you want to see what Tiger can do. Because you want to see if a guy on one leg can beat the cut record that Freddie Couples set. Because you want to see if a guy using his brain more than anything else that he has going on his body that is so broken down between the back surgeries, the knee, the ankle, but be able to dominate and play well using only his brain.
Folks, I'm really curious. Are you into these storylines? Somebody must be, or ESPN, or TNT, or the networks, and CBS, NBC, ABC. They're not going to throw these guys out there, I wouldn't think, unless we're all paying attention to them. I don't as much, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking Cavs with Bob Fanan from the Chronicle-Telegram, coming up in about 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, flying the ship today and playing the role of Andy Baskin. We're chatting about the fascination, the dominance of three guys whose best years are in their rearview mirrors of their respective sports. Tom Brady makes headlines yesterday by on a podcast saying, yeah, I'd answer a phone call and maybe come out of retirement. Even though Tom's not even playing, he still is a dominant storyline in the NFL anytime he does something. Tiger Woods is all over the Masters coverage, and Tiger's not in contention, at least not yet. And he's 48 years old and has won one major in the last 15 years. And LeBron James still playing extremely well, but his team is in 10th place in the Western Conference. They're in the play-in tournament, and it's not like You can't count them out. But it's not like LeBron and the Lakers are dominating anything these days. And I'm just wondering, I don't think it's on the media. I think it's on sports fans, because sports fans are paying attention to these guys still. And we'd love your thoughts. 216-474-0092.
I think all of that plays in with two of the three. I honestly believe Tiger's in his own bucket. And I think Tiger's closer to the
top.
You've
put him in a bucket several times here this morning.
And I,
could he have his own room? Could he be like a
quarterback? No, because you hate
that
term.
Can't have a room, the Tiger room?
You hate that term. You don't like that term. We don't have room in Berea.
Elvis had a jungle room.
We don't have space in Berea.
Tiger could be in a jungle.
Jeff, I don't want to get down into jungle rooms and all that kind of stuff.
It's
10:43 on a Friday. I don't want to get fired.
Here. Pat's in Lakewood. Pat.
All right, Pat.
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm kind of thinking, you know, I'm 58 years old, and we're looking at this from – maybe the perspective that we love a good underdog. You know, we like the comeback story. What about, like, the younger people, 25, 30, that are looking at, like, you know, they're paying attention to the younger, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, you know, the up-and-coming people? It'd be great to get a call from them and hear what their take is on it. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, Pat, thank you very much. I'll readily admit, I root for Tiger Woods. But I don't need to see him on the Masters coverage as much as I'm seeing, you know, a guy who's in contention. Bryson DeChambeau was leading after the first round. All right? He's on the screen right now. But I've seen more of Tiger Woods this morning already.
Well,
and even if it's videotaped from, you know, the highlights from the day before, Bryson was in the lead.
Well, but the other part of it, too, Bryson doesn't tee off until Tiger's hitting golf balls right now.
I get that, except yesterday – Bryson's in the lead. I saw Bryson played early. Sorry, I saw more of Tiger yesterday while he was on the course when he wasn't even in contention. It's a fascinating thing to me. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
How are you, Bill?
Hey, good morning. A great discussion. I think I have it, guys, the answer.
All right, good, because we're looking, Bill. We need help.
No, I'm trying. I'm going to try my best. And I don't have any bucket, Jeff. I don't have any bucket.
Do you have a room, Bill? You have a room?
If it is at home, it's padded. I want you to know that right now.
And not a surprise.
No, not a surprise. But, you know, at some level, if baseball could dig up Babe Ruth, and Babe Ruth would lose just a little bit of weight so he looked like he could still hit, people would turn out to see the Babe hit just one. And you know, in basketball, you know, if Wilt came back, and he still had some of the, you know, the Dipper, Big Dipper still in him. People would still be interested at many levels. So all these athletes are compelling in some level, at some level, because all of them are in shape.
Except, so, Bill, would you agree? They dominate storylines.
Oh, without doubt.
And that to me is the weird thing. The fact that Tiger still dominates golf storylines when he's won one major in 15 years and unfortunately has had such major health problems that he's not near the player that he used to be. Stunning.
Do you think also, I remember, let's take a person like Lee Trevino.
Yeah.
Well, Lee Trevino just basically elbowed his way to say, look at me, look at me. I know you want to look at Arnie and Jack and Weisskopf and these guys.
Yes.
If I know I'm, as he would call himself, the Mexican from El Paso, and nobody wants to look at me, but I'm going to make you look at me. And I don't see anybody on the tour, a golf tour, that is doing that. They're kind of all the same. Let's see who can hit the ball the farthest. And now with the LIV tour there, it's even become more diluted. And that's what I see basically with golf. They're really struggling to find the star.
Bill, I think that's really interesting. And Bill, thank you.
Well,
that's interesting. And one great Lee Trevino line. Bill will remember this one. You won't remember this one, Dana. Why? Because you weren't alive. Lee Trevino he always had a great attitude about it. Wasn't he in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, yes.
He was in Happy Gilmore. He was great. But
shaking his head.
People asked him, one interview he did, about playing in the U.S. Open or the Masters or, you know, playing in the majors and the pressure involved. He goes, you kidding? That's not pressure. Pressure is playing for $20 when you got $5 in your pocket. And I thought, wow, that's a great line.
That is a great line. The rebuttal to that, though, I mean, Rory McIlroy is a pretty big star, and it's been a pretty big part of what the Masters has shown, or the conversation is him trying to get the career Grand Slam, and the fact that he's always been a slow starter at Augusta. So, like, Rory McIlroy's out there. Scottie Scheffler's playing some of the best golf we've seen in a long time.
They're phenomenal players.
Right.
But now, their storylines aren't quite as interesting.
Now, Scottie doesn't exactly have the in-your-face personality of a lot of different people.
No, he's pretty laid back.
He's very laid back, and he's very contained and all of that stuff. Jordan Spieth is, you know, playing awful golf right now because his wrist is bothering him. Like, there are stars who are about this, and there are stars who are in the middle of this coverage. But none of them had a 6-iron go through their windshield after crashing into a fire hydrant because of a giant scandal that took place. Then getting that together, followed by this fall from greatness, this rise back up.
That was a 9-iron.
I always thought it was a 6-iron. We'll look it up in the break. We'll look it up in the break.
Maybe it was both. It was just turned upside down.
It was a hybrid.
Yeah.
None of them had a phenomenal Masters win where they came out and won a tournament later than they should have, which was then fired by an absolutely horrific car crash that all of us had our eyes glued to, where we were worried about amputation and the fact that this guy would never be able to get on a golf course again. So, like, the thing with Tiger as well, as much as I think that golf has a Tiger Woods problem that they need to fix, you can see why people are fascinated by it, because it's defying modern, it's defying medicals, it's defying what all of us can do. It's saying that if you put your mind to it, you bust your hump, no matter how old you are, no matter what you've gone through, you could still be able to accomplish what you want to. Like, that's why Tiger Woods kind of falls off to the side.
All right, true, but a 48-year-old guy with one major win in the last 15 years is still one of the dominant storylines. Jake's in Cleveland. Jake.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thanks for calling.
So I heard that guy talking about, like, the younger crowd.
Yeah.
I'm 21 years old, and I've been watching golf for a while now.
You have an old-sounding voice, Jake. I like it.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I'm actually a huge fan of the older guys in golf, because I realize I'm not going to be seeing these guys in a long time. I mean, might be Tiger's last Masters. So I actually really appreciate what they're doing for the game. And it's the reason why me and my friends love the game.
There's the perspective we were looking for.
That's awesome, dude.
And Jake, yeah. I'll tell you this. You're probably in a different category than most folks your age, with an appreciation for the older guys.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. You have a good one. Go Browns.
All right. There you go, Jake. Or go Tiger, if you want to fit with the conversation.
There are so many things to this, and there are so many aspects to it that come with, you know, okay, why do we love these legends? Jeff, I'll throw it back at you. Why did we love it for, 10 years in a row when Freddie Couples would creep his way into, like, the top 10 for the first 2 days of the Masters? I mean, it felt like a yearly event that Freddie Couples would creep his way up there.
Could Freddie have a more casual golf swing with his irons?
Oh, gosh. But it's this.
Think so.
But it's the same idea. Again, here's all these young bucks with their hip technology and their weightlifting and all that stuff, and then here comes Freddie Couples.
Yeah, except
looks like the rest
of us. But he wasn't dominating storylines. It's like, oh, here comes Freddie again. That's nice. You know, like now personally, Tom Watson is probably my favorite athlete ever in any sport. I know that sounds silly, but he's always been my guy. And that's why I was so fascinated with him in the British Open. And it was the most devastated I was ever for a sporting event. I'm not kidding. It took me days before I actually wasn't sad anymore. But that was me personally. But Tom wasn't dominating storylines. Jerry's in Cleveland. Hi, Jerry.
How are you, Jerry?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, I think the reason why you're always seeing Tiger when you watch the Masters is just because there's so much streaming going on, and you can click who you want to watch. So the people in the broadcast know who is watching who. So if a lot of people are clicking to see Tiger, they're going to show a lot of Tiger on the TV.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Valid, Jerry, and that goes back to my point. You know, they're not going to do this unless they know people are watching, reading, paying attention. Why are the Lakers on all the time?
Well, and the broadcast is for the casual fan. The golf nerd is either on the Masters app or ESPN Plus going, ooh, I need to see what, yeah. You know, I need to see what Rory's doing. I need to see what JT is doing. I need to see, you know, if Dustin Johnson could finally get in the, you know, negatives after I think he shot plus six in the first, like...
We have two guys named Jim from Akron on hold right now. We'll get them both. Jim.
All right, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, doing well,
talk
man.
Here. Hey, so I'm an avid golfer. You know what? And I'd like to just say, you know, Tiger moves the needle from 97 through 2008. I mean, it was nonstop. You had to watch because the stuff he was doing was unprecedented. And I'm old enough to remember when Nicklaus was great. And, you know, people fail to realize when Nicklaus has 18 majors, he also has 17 seconds and 18 third place finishes, which is makes him, in my opinion, the greatest ever. But for Tiger to be, he's like a walking miracle for him to even be able to walk a golf course, let alone compete at a high level. I mean, we want to see, he still has the shots. I don't know about the all-around game to really get through. I mean, today he's got to play 23 holes. I think he's really going to struggle today.
Especially, physically. Did you see how slow he was moving earlier, Jim? I don't
right.
know if you caught any Masters coverage
himself.
Early, but boy, he was not moving the best.
Jim, thank you very much. Wanted to get the other Jim from Akron in before we go to break. Jim.
Hey, how's everything going?
Good.
Well, man.
Hey, good. I'm kind of like on the other side of that. I understand, like you say, you know, whether it's LeBron or Tiger, they move them in. But see, now, like, See, now, like, not to me, I mean, I know there's always going to be some people that are find the fascination with a lot of these guys' personal lives and stuff, but I feel like that's none of my business. I mean, you know, that's, you know, let him work himself way, you know, let him work himself through that and all that, you know, and, you know, it's like, yeah, it's, it, you know, I've seen him play when he used to come down here to Firestone a couple of times, and, but, see, I don't need to see them all the time. See, there's so many other good players that are out there, but because, like you say, they draw so much attention, you would never know when the time finally does come that he doesn't play anymore. Then when you start to see some of these guys, you're like, who are they?
Jim, thank you very much. That's Tiger's, I think, the key part of this, but Brady on a podcast says, you know, yeah, I'd answer the phone. Boom, it's a headline.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an indictment of anything. I just find it a very interesting thing that these three guys, and LeBron, bit of the exception, because he's still doing it well, they just dominate the storylines in their sports. Who'd have thought this? We're two games away from the end of the regular season, and the Cavaliers could still end up in the play-in tournament. I don't think they will, but they could. Bob Finan covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.